Good morning, Flan. How are you?
Oh, that's Christo, but everyone says that, mate. Lovely to talk to you, Tom. And here's Emily Jade O'Keefe.
Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you? How are you going?
You're good, mate.
Hey, Tom, I'm disappointed. I'm so disappointed
What's
in you
that?
Guys. You're Pokemon going at the Suns.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my voice recognition.
Oh, no.
What are your kids on that, are they?
No.
On the Pokemon Go?
No, my family is Pokemon Go free.
Flan is though, isn't he?
Yeah, and Flan's on it.
I'm in it.
With his
I love
kids.
It.
Yeah.
Yes, mate, I live for it.
And you guys, the Suns are going crazy for it this weekend.
I know, yeah. They've set up a Pokemon themed round.
That's good. That's
great.
They
wanted to make me head of it, but they thought, yeah, no one would come out, so... Oh. We're just stuck with Pokemon.
Too big a creature to catch, mate. I can't get a ball big enough to throw it at you.
I have been trying.
Yeah, we need a master ball.
Mate, what are you finding about Pokemon Go that intrigues you?
Just the amount of boys at the club who play it and walk around the Metricon Stadium looking for Pokemon.
Who are they catching there? Who's there?
Oh, there's been a few. I think there's been a Mewtwo. No, I think he's like the rarest one, so he's nowhere yet. But, there's just... Yeah, thousands of people playing, isn't there?
Yeah.
Go through surfers the other night, and it was literally hundreds of people just on their phones walking around. And it's crazy.
Well, this weekend at Metricon for your game, they're setting up a Pokestop, and they're going to be a lure placed at the precinct as well.
Good.
I want to know, is this happening with you guys at training? So, like, both the boys in here, like, we're working. We're at work. And then all of a sudden, they'll stop and pick up their phone. They'll be like, oh, there's a monster in here.
Yeah,
and
they do appear.
And then they're both trying to catch him. Right. And I'm like, hey, focus, working here. AKA Christo, put your phone down now. Is that what's happening in training at the Suns?
Yeah, you should see training. We'll be halfway through a drill and then everyone will stop and get their phones out and be catching a Pikachu and, just unbelievable scenes.
Do you know anybody that's actually caught a Pikachu?
Yeah. So there's a couple of the boys who, crazy about it. And they caught one. I think there's one in Broadbeach quite regularly. I don't know how that works.
I had to walk about 4.5, 5 k's the other day because I thought I was onto a Pikachu. I've never struck anything that made me want to do that before.
Walk 4 or 5 k's.
Yeah, mate.
I know how you feel, mate.
I've actually started to really enjoy my walking. It's sort of become part of what I do.
Yeah, hello. Well, hopefully there's positive out of it.
Now, mate, let's talk about Freo.
Yeah.
They may be 14th on the table. They've got to make a very, very long trip, but I bet you somewhere deep down inside you still fear them.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We know what Fremantle, the football club, stand for, and they've got a really good culture and led by Ross and all their leaders. So, we'll be expecting a fierce battle for sure.
How'd you go against them last time?
Yeah, we did well. We beat them over there for the first time.
That's right. That was great.
History. Yeah, it was a good win, but it's funny. I think Rocket came out and said in the media that you almost have to wipe the slate clean because both teams have pretty much got entirely new playing lists for injury.
True.
But that'll be another good game.
They want to reverse that got you at home thing, though.
And out of the two teams, who do you reckon could catch the most Pokemons?
Ooh, right. Interesting.
Yeah, it's a great question. Whoever gets to the game first, I think. So hopefully we'll beat them there and get them all and then get the win after.
If that happens, it'll be Rodney Eade that's kicking behind, so you watch.
Hey, and how's our mate Gary?
Yeah, he's good. He's down in Melbourne getting his... shoulder looked at and, he's having surgery. So, he's in high spirits as always. So, he'll be back ready to go next year.
And lovely to hear that he wants to finish out his career on the Gold Coast. That is special, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's enjoyed his time up here. And, he's obviously got his wife up here now and they're settled. And, he really likes the boys and the culture that we're trying to build. So,
Good stuff.
No surprises from our area.
Good luck with Freo, mate. And thanks for chatting.
Thanks, guys. So I'm going to go catch some Pokemon.
Mr. Way.